Lathrop.
He would be an awesome player.
She gets all bent out of shape.
Good morning again. This is the Recreation Committee, and we're running just a tad late. But welcome, new committee to Rec. Glad to have you both. This is one of the busier committees, as you can well know, from the past several months. So we've been handling a lot of things. We have approval of the minutes for the from the August 3rd meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye. Ayes have it. Ken, employee years of service recognition.
Yes, sir. Ian, will you please come up, please? Ian was slated to be recognized several months ago. I asked him if he wanted me to hold on to his check. I won't repeat the exact words he used when he told me no. So I would like to recognize Ian, though. He's been with us for 5 years now. Ian is one of those employees that we are very proud of. Started out in the system, participated in the recreation department, came up through as a part-time worker, came on as a rec specialist, and then graduated to the soccer coordinator 3 years ago. And used to have real nice long hair. he's had a few challenges this year, but it's a huge program, and it's a challenge basically to anyone who operates a program that big. And I just want to welcome him on board and recognize him before y'all for 5 years of service to the town of Mount Pleasant. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Dave.
Forgot to mention that he is a graduate of USC Aiken. Yeah, he's one of those that have come up through the system, working in the system.
Congratulations, Ian. Thank you very much for all you do.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Ian.
Yeah.
One more picture.
Shake hand and
then face. One, two, three. And one more. One, two, three.
That's the longest I've
held anyone. All right, now we have a new employee to introduce.
Yes, sir. I'd like to introduce to you our marketing and public relations specialist, coordinator, Corinne Pavlico. We refer to her as Cora. Come on up, please. She comes to us from Ohio. She's a graduate of Youngstown State University, and I'll have to read this where you got your master's from. It's advertising at Newhouse School of Communications in Syracuse, New York. She was one of the 16 people nationally who were accepted into this program. It's a one-year intensive course that gets her master's degree at the end of that period, and they had clients, real-time clients, such as Walmart, Bravo TV, and others that enabled her to develop her skills. She's on board with us now. She manages our website, our Facebook, all of our communications. And she's still not wearing tennis shoes. I asked her to wear tennis shoes because she's going to be running. We're glad to have her on board.
It's a
big help for this department. We've got some exciting new things coming to you soon. She's currently working on our Jones Center 25-year celebration, along with our little committee we put together. And hope to have an announcement of a very good program that we want to do in the next couple of months.
Very good.
A quick question for you, Corey. How does one find Mount Pleasant from Youngstown State in Syracuse? How'd you find Mount Pleasant?
Well, my fiance was here. He was here, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome aboard.
She's one of the new kids on the block that we're seeing more and more in recreation. Great ideas. And I'm letting her do what she needs to do.
Well, we can't wait. We can't wait,
Corey.
Where's our office?
Office is at the Jones Center.
Okay.
One, two, three, and one more. One, two, three.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, item number four on the agenda is United Soccer Academy Mount Pleasant request for additional soccer fields. Who's going to tag team this?
Well, I think we do have an agreement with USA Mount Pleasant and extends through July of 2017.
And then it has a provision for the amount of tournaments that are allowed per the agreement. And as I understand it, this request is to expand on that, on those tournaments to include, do you recall the date, sir?
It was December 5th, December 5th and 6th.
And so the idea, at the staff level, our position is to stay within the agreement. And Mr. Ayub is happy to articulate why. Certainly, the soccer club would prefer to move forward and offer that additional tournament. That's where we are.
Okay, thank you. Dan, you want to take it from there?
Yes, sir. We received the request in early November with it. And like we do all the time, I do communicate with Jody Peel and Public Services and staff as far as the conditions of our fields. And our fields really took a beating this fall, particularly with the weather that we had in late October. And the soccer tournament that was held in October, and it was kind of rainy that weekend as well, we actually had to shut down a couple of fields after that tournament in order for them to somewhat recover. And we felt like if we continued using the fields, particularly in December, it would, the way the fields look in December, would pretty much be the way the fields would look come up in February and March. And we would be playing on substandard fields during that time. We also have a large tournament coming in, the Harris Teeter, that is in the springtime. And we want to make sure the fields are in great condition for that as well. We just felt like with the limitations that we have on the fields and the amount of use they have received over the fall, that it was not in the best interest to utilize any additional fields.
I'm curious if this would come to us. I mean, we have the contract and we have the availability all set, kind of scheduled. So, I mean, is this a request from them that the committee look at it and give a decision on this, or what's the protocol here?
No, sir. It's just that they are requesting additional tournaments. The three that are allowed per the agreement, one's the Piggly Wiggly, and then you have the girls and boys select, which make it the three. So this is the State Cup, and wasn't planned for on our end. Obviously, not dissimilar from Finance Committee and the request for property. I mean, we're protective on our end for everything else and everyone else that is not involved. We want those fields to be playable for our general recreation population.
Great. So.
And this is outside of the original agreement, is what,
yes, sir.
Is what I heard.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir.
Now, there is the option. They can bring in more tournaments, so to speak, and they can use the fields that are assigned to them. So if they decided to take this tournament and use those six fields, they have that option. We would advise against it, simply because of the condition of the field.
But do we have that say?
Yes.
We do have that say on the condition.
Yes, if the conditions are such. Now, we always highlighted that if repairs take more than what they normally do, it's going to pass to, I mean, USA Mount Pleasant has to pay that balance, and that occurred 2 years ago, I believe, in which that happened. I had also referred them to Charleston County School District for additional fields if they wanted to do that. But as far as our fields, the additional fields from our end, we just could not find them.
And just to be clear, this tournament requires the use of fields beyond the six that they already, so to speak, address.
Mr. Chairman, based on that, I move to deny the request for the additional soccer fields that goes outside of the contract.
A second.
Do you have a second? Just as a matter of record, the contract we have with this group, is it completely not in violation of anything? I mean, we're good with the present contract.
Yes, no man in violation.
There's no money backlogs or anything like that?
As far as I know, all monies have been paid. There is an invoice due from the October tournament,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
And how long do we usually give them to pay that?
We usually try to work with them in 30, 60, 90 days. Their money comes in at different times, and we try to work with them within that time frame.
Okay.
They've been pretty good about making the payments.
Any other discussion?
Just
call
that,
for the question.
Oh, I apologize. It's a general comment. I can wait
sure.
Until after the
vote. Okay. Let's call for the question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Name and address.
Gary Santos, 1690 Greystone Boulevard. just like to take the opportunity again to talk about turf fields. I mean, here we are in a situation where our fields are in rough shape. I understand that, that the fields that we put the new drainage on didn't do so well. Not all of them. Some of them might have, but some of them didn't do so well. So this is just an opportunity, once again, guys, if we're going to stay on schedule, if we're going to be having events, bigger events, I think we need to look at some turf fields, because that way we can always stay on schedule with our programs. We don't have to worry about tearing up our fields. And certainly, bringing in big tournaments, it's an economic impact to the community. I mean, people go stay in hotels, they go spend money in restaurants and shop and things like that. So I think we need to start looking at a way to attract some of that here. And I think the way to do it is by getting fields that are always ready, always, you know, always up and ready to play on. So I just want to put that out there.
Thank you. Mayor?
Linda Page, 1458 Short Street. And I appreciate Gary's dogged pursuit of turf fields. I would like, if we were going to review that again, there have been many municipalities who are actually removing turf fields at this point due to the carcinogenic effects that they've had on the children. So I just caution us as we go forward. So just for the record.
Thank you. Did you want to make a statement?
Yeah, just, I want to have two general comments, sir. The first would be that if council wanted to, the proposed CIP that you'll see in January, we don't have any turf fields programmed in there, but that would be the opportunity to bring the matter back up and a program into the CIP for the July 1 budget. Second general comment is that since we're on, they're not SCUMP anymore, USA Mount Pleasant and the agreement, I just thought it made sense to let you know the agreement does expire July 1st, 2017. However, it does require 6 months advance notice of expiration, of the intent to leave the contract, discontinue the contract.
Or to alter it in any way.
Yes, sir, correct.
Any other discussion? I'm sorry. Councilman?
Thank you. Mark Smith, 2716 Cambridge. With all due respect, certainly to Madam Mayor, I do want to, this conversation came up, we were all forwarded some studies from Connecticut, I believe, I was trying to remember what state it came from, about the effects of the carcinogens that we referred to earlier, about the cancer inducing on the fields. Certainly, having a child in the system of a lacrosse player specifically, that was of utmost concern to me as a parent, to all of our kids in the area. I did forward that to the president of MUSC, David Cole, to offer a professional opinion on that report, and I'll be forwarding that to all of you, and he said absolutely that report is unfounded, and it's absolutely not worth the paper it's written on. It's an opinion of one person from Connecticut, and there are many municipalities that are going on that one report, but there are hundreds of reports to dispute and say that that is a non-issue. I do strongly encourage us to seriously look at the consideration of the turf fields. It's time to have that conversation. It's long overdue, and it just makes sense on so many, many levels. I'll be supporting that effort.
Well, I will remind you that we did have the conversation. We did a pretty good study on it, going to several rec departments and taking a look and seeing how they worked. And but we can bring it up again, like Administrator said, we can look at it at the CIP level. Okay, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Presentation of Carolina Park Recreation Complex Conceptual Plan. Even though we don't have any money.
Wait a second, finance committee, they said we have plenty of money.
Not this kind of money.
Yeah.
That's protected money.
They said we have plenty of money in finance.
The, what you have in front of you on the board is three layouts. I did not include the borderline layout on this, I'm sorry. It's actually two projects that we're looking at doing at the Carolina Park Field. The first project, which we do have funding for, is to run a water sewer line from existing development over to the center of the complex here that will enable us to have, yes sir, that will enable us to have the water and sewer put in to where we can have permanent restrooms out there as well. As you know, currently we utilize a crowd pleaser. It's very labor intensive. Billy has to bring water out. He has to take the waste out. Back and forth, and it is very inconvenient and very costly for us to continue to do that. We have seen in Whitesides, Lee Gaspley is here today. If you have any technical questions or any other questions that you may have about it, but we've come up with two options that we're looking at with the water and sewer lines. The water line option number two, I believe is highlighted, is at the bottom of your diagram there. And it is coming in from the existing, from a development that they're currently building there at Carolina Park. And they're putting in a main station there, right?
On the sewer, there's a main station. Water's an inch line.
That's being built. It's a little bit more of an expensive option for us. However, the timing of it is much better for us. We're looking at the third quarter of 2016 for the water line to be completed. And we're looking at the middle of 2016 for the sewer to be completed as well. That is much sooner than the other option before us. And not knowing how sometimes the economy may run, we may run into a situation in 16 that may delay further developments, which would push that project back. And we felt like in the necessity of having that project completed as soon as possible, we felt like those are the two best options to move forward.
Can we get Lee to show it? Can you show us the tie-in that your option two tie-in? And give us some perspective where the airport is.
This is the only one I have in this, unfortunately.
And I just want to add, last month's rec committee, I believe.
Right.
We did review that in the tie-in location.
Right, I'm doing it more for the public here. Okay. I understand. Lee, if you give us some locations, airport, Park West.
Basically, if you were to come down the entrance road, about another 800 to 1,000 feet, there's a pump station that's currently under construction just off the road. That will be ultimately where the sewer will go to. The water is actually about another 300 or 400 feet back into Carolina Park on an existing subdivision that's under construction. And so it'll tap off of an existing fire hydrant that's going to be built right there. So both lines will basically come down, meet up with the entrance road, and then sewer will be on one side, water on the other, and it'll come to serve the center of the park.
With the location of the new facility to be where we're planning it to be right on, right?
Correct, yes, right in the center.
Any questions or comments?
Ken, I was listening to your dates on the lines. We can't get them in there fast enough, obviously, in everyone's opinion. When you talk about a line being in, that just means the line. What about the facilities for actual restrooms?
We're working on that now. This is a conceptual drawing of the very basic building that we're looking at. It has restrooms, it has a meeting room, two storage rooms, a family restroom, utility room, electrical room. We're looking at this being built along the same timeline. We have money to build this right now.
You answered my next question. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, we do have money to build this right now, and I think Lee and them have been asked to come up with a very basic layout of the open lawn area here correctly.
Right. We want to go ahead and at least establish kind of the general grade on that lawn so it can be utilized by participants. And then ultimately, as more funds become available, we can refine that into a better lawn area.
My last question is
go ahead,
for you, Eric, Ken, and Lee. What can this council do to help expedite this process?
I think we're fine right now. The approvals the council's already given, and the decision as to which option to choose was the appropriate, that was your call, but it was everything we needed to get this thing going. So we're going as fast as we can. We've been talking about the staff level. Instead of waiting for the pump station to get in the water line, actually start for the construction of the building and going towards it to save a little bit of money. So I think we're in pretty good shape. Not to steal any thunder, Ken, but what I suspect Ken's going to be saying is that we have the money available to install the water and the sewer to build the restroom facility. It's some of the other stuff that you'll see in the conceptual plan is where it should get short.
Two questions. How much money is that we have? And the second would be the design and the appearance of these kind of buildings on our own recreational facilities. What process do we go through? But what I'm getting at is we've done some really good ones, and I like keeping our low country ambiance about these. So we look like a park that's in Charlotte or Columbia.
We have about $1.2 million to complete the project. The cost of water line option runs about $172,000. The sewer line option runs about $114,000. Right now, the very basic design of the restroom building is around $411,000. So as you can see, we have a good portion of money to work with on this. We will be getting with Lee and his staff and Sam Harris to the particulars of this building as far as what the exterior would look like. The direction we gave Lee in the beginning was we wanted to kind of blend it somewhat with the Carolina Park setting, so where it kind of looked like it goes in. Lee may be able to build a bit more into that than I can, but we wanted to blend in with the surrounding area as much as possible.
Well, as Ken said, basically, we're very early in the process, schematic level. So a couple of the elements that we talked about were maybe a fireplace where it could be kind of a multi-purpose building, and also a large wraparound porch, one to provide shade, but also for events that could be conducted underneath that. You know, materials could be anything. The roof could be standing metal seam. I mean, there's a lot of options for that. But we did want something that would have more of a kind of low country, rural type of character to it, as opposed to something that was very contemporary.
Good. Any what about parking? We gonna do anything with parking? Would that depend on revenue overrun or?
Well, I mean, the master plan calls for an expansion of the existing parking lot. The original plans actually had that, and then we've generated a new parking area kind of on the far side of the complex. I guess that's really ultimately, once the project goes out, you know, to bid, if there were more funds available, then possibly that's something that could be looked at, would be expanding the parking.
Not so much the back parking, but the big lot there that would,
right,
would cover what's there now.
We're likely to bid it as an alternate.
As an alternate.
And so, you know, we're comfortable with the money we have to do the facility and do the lines, and then we get a better than anticipated bid, and then we'll get a price on a parking lot and see if we can fit it in. Or if some additional money comes available, I mean, we may take it to you in council and say, hey, how about we move it over here into a park?
Okay.
Is that buffer as big and thick as it looks to my non-trained eye?
Are we talking about this buffer here?
Yeah, all the way around it.
Pretty much. I mean, that's all jurisdictional freshwater wetlands. So, I mean, that's going to stay
going
there.
Anywhere.
The town owns this property from about this point back over, and that's going to remain basically passive, so that's buffer. This is future Carolina Park development. There is a buffer there, but ultimately there will be some residential, single-family residential development along there.
Right.
Comments?
Yes.
Mr. Wood.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jim Owens, 1197 Island View Drive, Mount Pleasant. Looking at your north and west parking area, almost a spillover parking, is there an opportunity? Where's your outfall, your stormwater outfall going to be?
Well, basically, the ponds right now drain ultimately into this basin here. This is a new basin. Whoops, should have done that.
Don't touch the screen.
I know, don't touch the screen.
Touch it one more time.
I want Martine to work here. So this would be a new basin, that's an existing basin, that's existing, and that one is existing. I believe right now there's an outfall that goes into the wetlands from that larger basin.
Well, my question,
the ponds are interconnected,
yeah.
The outfall is generally located right in that
area.
Okay.
Right there. Okay. What's the potential for maybe switching your dog park in that lower pond and moving the soccer field to the left and increasing more parking at that spillover?
So pushing this field back in this direction, Simon?
Yeah, just to give yourself a little more parking on that spillover, because you've got three fields on the southern portion, or I guess the southwestern portion, or northwestern portion, and seems like you would have a lot of traffic in that area to try to get to those three fields. Whereas in your upper parking, you've got two immediate fields plus, you know, you've got your ball fields down in that area as well. So to try to maximize as much parking in that area would be advantageous.
Right.
Well, we're limited, this field could slide in this direction some. You can see the white line basically of the property line, and there's some associated buffer there. So we can only slide that field so far until we're constrained. Certainly, the pond could flip with the dog park, but this is also interconnected as well, so that would be just a longer extension of pipe between the two basins. But I mean, it's certainly possible to kind of manipulate that some in that area. There's also, you know, if we wanted to look at parking off of this component, this segment of drive, there is the potential to actually park off of that as well if we were looking to gain additional parking.
True. In that one area where you've got the radius in the, on the bottom, you're pretty close to a fence line there. On somebody clocks one out in left field, it's going to hit a car or two. But you know, is there any way maybe to push that back out a little bit, just to give it a little bit more of a buffer on that radius?
I mean, I guess my answer would be, you know, certainly anything is possible, and we have worked with staff for several months in trying to kind of come up with what we thought was the best resolution to a lot of the points that you're making, and one, trying to kind of maximize that event space and position the fields. So the short answer is yes, we could revisit that.
I would really just be more concerned about parking on that north and west area and that spillover parking to try to maximize as much parking as possible there.
Mr. Owens, this is an additional parking here.
Yeah.
I think we have about half of that out there now, don't we? Right.
Correct.
Right. And we're looking at about 250, 300.
Yeah, I think we're close to 300 more parking spaces than what you currently have out there.
We're always suffering for parking in all the parks we've got in Mount Pleasant.
You know, we can always build a green monster here to keep some of those fly balls out of the area.
Councilman Smith.
Thank you, Chairman. Mark Smith, 2716 Cambridge. Lee, thank you sure for all the continued great work. Mr. Chairman and Kansas, the question I would have for you, are the names of the rooms simply placeholders? I don't see where any of these are labeled concession stands. Am I crazy in my assumption that we would have an area to sell concessions at a sports complex?
Yes, what we have here, this is basically a multi-purpose type room.
I see that labeled meeting room.
And that we could also do a meeting and run concessions. We do not have plans to put a concession stand that would require grilling, cooking, fire, suppression systems and all. Pretty much like the concession stands we currently have at Park West and Sheldon Center, where people can bring in prepared food and sell. They could grill out once in a while, that sort of thing. Yes, this would be available for use of concessions.
Yeah, just for consideration purposes only, since we're at the stage, I love the idea of multi-revenue generating, Ken, which was talked about earlier about multiple uses of that for events of any sorts. I would wonder if we had a caterer's type kitchen, maybe where that storage, as soon as I say that, I know that all of us in all of our homes and everywhere, you can't have enough storage. But for consideration, I see you do have storage between the restrooms. Could that be expanded? And have you considered some type of catering kitchen for use of events when they want to have that meeting room, especially since that's a covered area? I would see lots of non-sporting events using that space, which we all know meeting facilities is at a minimal here in Mount Pleasant. So if we could have at least a minimal catering stuff in there in that consideration.
I think it gives us pretty good flexibility in that, and once I get into how we came up with this, I think you'll see that we're heading in that direction as well.
Any other questions?
Just, what's being asked of the committee today?
Well, basically, I wanted to present to you this plan and the reason why we came up with this plan, to share our ideas with you as far as how we came up with this concept. And if I could proceed with that now, I'd love to.
You're funded to do what you've stated to do, so I think.
Currently, right now, we have these four fields out there, and that's pretty much what we have. Our whole intent of this, we did an inventory of our fields, and we discovered that taking Long Point Road and dissecting the city in the north and the south, we were severely short of diamonds on that side of Long Point Road.
three diamonds out there puts us pretty much in balance with the rest of the town. We're still short, but instead of having three, we will now have six as opposed to 11 down at this end. This long area, I think, is going to be the key attraction more than anything else. I've gotten with Ashley and her department, and we see this as being another event place to have that into town. We want it to be kind of rolling type, a congregation of people can come in.
Waterfront park, greenery.
There's some of that, yes, and that they can walk or ride their bicycles too from the area to the place. We do add an additional multi-purpose field here. Other amenities, as you see on your map, include playground. We do like to see this area being developed in front of that restroom building for concerts that can be used to provide with that. Also, outdoor basketball courts, which is something that is very lacking in that area, as well as batting cages and safety issue that we've had out there. We put in a drop-off point here that people can drive in, drop off, and then drive right back out. And so we're looking at it being a facility that people in the neighborhood can come to. And we also, it gives us the ability now to provide activities that in the town that someone doesn't have to travel from Carolina Park to Waterfront Park or to Patriots Point, and particularly with our activities and games that we have going on. We see it as being really the focal point of that community up there. And this type of layout gives us that opportunity.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Lee.
Okay.
Appreciate it much. All we need is to do what Councilman Santos said and come back in 2 years with the referendum again.
But we can get that restroom building and the water and sewer put in now.
Do you have any projected numbers on the additional fields and whatnot, aside from the restrooms and the restroom building?
No, sir, we haven't received any numbers of that. The scope of work was to give us the concept of it.
Right.
And the concentration was to get the building and the water and sewer line put in.
Okay.
So if you don't need a motion then or anything,
Probably, sir, to approve the conceptual layout. Now, as stated, is only a portion that's even going to be built we have money for.
Mr. Chairman, one thing I failed to mention, we did add the dog park down here. If you see, we have some trails connecting. This piece of property is about 45 acres, I believe, and it's mostly for passive. We would like, you know, we feel like we could have a trail system around that connects to that and develop that into a trail system that people can visit. It gives us a lot of good little green space up in there that really attracts more people to it as well.
I should say as well, because we don't have funding to construct the remaining portions of this, it's likely to change over time. So, you know, as a few years goes by, there may be other growing parts of our recreation department. Mr. Owens made some comments, Mr. Smith, I mean, it's likely to change over a period of time. And when that happens, when funding is available, is when we come back to you and say, okay, we now have money to do it. This was the last plan, any changes?
Ms. Sullivan?
Yeah, Pat Sullivan, 1002 Plantation Court. You talked a lot about the need for parking. What about bike parking? Is that part of the plan?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
All of our facilities that we're building, we're looking at adding additional bike parking. We want to be accessible to the biking community as well as people walking, and even the electric golf course.
Okay, I need a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move for the approval of the conceptual plan as presented, to also take into account the comments made by some of our council members as well.
Second to that. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, thank you very much. Program updates. Ken?
Yes, sir. Several things just want to bring to your attention. Very brief camp report that we have from our summer camps. While we offered, I believe it was six fewer camps this summer, we profited more than $26,000 more than last year. We had very few camps at the council, and most were full in attendance. We did make some changes. We went from Durham Bus Services to Schools Wheels Direct for travel camps, which saved us about $4,000. as well as adding 3 weeks of travel camps out at Park West. Again, part of our plan to move activities out to the northern end of town as much as possible. Again, $26,000 was our profit over last year. Rifle Range Road update, we had the public meeting last week, week four last, I'm sorry. I counted about 160 people in attendance. Wood and Partners is putting together all that information now, and once they compile all that information with additional comments that they have received from the public via email and sort, they will be putting together a report that will be available for all to see.
And will it be on the website?
Yes. Reminder, our volunteer appreciation banquet is this Thursday, December 3rd, from 6 p.m. to 7:45 at Al Hamel Hall. All are invited.
You got Mr. Haney lined up to speak?
I was going to wait till about 10 minutes beforehand to spring that
call him up.
And the Darby Building's got several activities too in December.
Yes, yes, we have. As you see, we do have the Marion at the end, the Public Playhouse at Darby. We got Santa at Darby on the 16th, and again, with our intent to put activities out in the northern end of town, visiting Santa at the Park West Program Building on the 17th as well. Jones Center Pool is in the second week of the shutdown for the renovation. It's going to be a little bit more expensive than we originally thought. I think we still can make the timeline, but they have to remove the entire lining of the pool, get down to the concrete shell, and then replace it. They discovered water under the lining, which tells me we got it just in time. And if you'll notice, our football numbers are down 32 from last year. As you know, there's a AAU, three AAU teams out in the area now playing football, and we attribute that down number to that program coming into existence. Next year, middle school football program starts in the school district, and we'll see how that affects us as well.
Okay, anything else for the good of the cause?
Yeah. Bathrooms at the Farmington Market. We're done.
Who's got the key?
The mayor does. Really?
There's a code.
We need the code. It's on our walking route.
We can handle that, sir. Okay. He's back to the football thing. These AAU, and I'm familiar with one or two of them, but are you hearing requests from them for fields?
Yes, sir, we did get a request from them this past fall. Our solution at the time was the only thing we could offer them at the time was size through the school district. I don't think they took that up with the school district, and my understanding is that they did some work out at Kinghoy Middle School, I believe, or elementary school, and that was their base of operation, was out in Kinghoy.
And this is speculating out there, I understand, you think that these, and they've all followed the track with soccer and baseball and everybody else to go private. What the main driving force, they feel like it's not offered, it's just more of an elite deal for those superior athletes?
Yes, sir. I think that's the feel of it. They feel like they can get much superior coaching because it's a smaller group that they're dealing with. They get the chance to travel, which is always the allure of such programs. And I think that's a trend that you will see continuing in other sports as well eventually. It's just that opportunity to play more, despite studies that are showing that as it's more harmful to specialize at that young age than it is to play other sports. And but there is that desire to have travel components like that.
Nelson?
Gary Santos, 16 Manny Greystone Boulevard. Since you brought up the meeting out there about the our property with the PRC, I know Elton, you were at the meeting as well, and I think Mark was there as well. There was 100% of the people out there that were against putting a stadium on that facility. And, you know, I'd just like to be honest with you, I'd like to see either the committee or council remove that from the project. There were people that really were pretty hostile when they found out that stadium would take up almost all of the space on our property. too. So I just think it ought to be removed out of the project, whether you do it here or we do it on council, you know, or leave it up to you. But you saw it.
I think it's a legitimate request. It was in their orders. So if we can stop them from doing that, is that something we should discuss or can make that request?
Well, it was entered into their work at our request. So if that was committee's desire, then I guess where I'm going is I don't think Charleston County PRC would have an issue with it because it wasn't in their
It was ours. It was our request.
Okay. Correct.
They don't want it.
I agree.
So that's up to.
Well, if there's no objection, I would ask that the consultants remove it from their scope of work, and we not talk about it because it did have a very solid negative impact. I mean, people were distressed that it was going to be considered. So.
That's a motion. I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion?
No, I've heard the same from people feeling the same way. I think the public sentiment is what you just reflected.
Okay. Any discussion?
I can just offer to you, and as I told you all, I've sat in meetings with Lucy Beckham and a group of about 25 for the new high school. The district has come over, and this talk of this joint stadium, they still are seeking pieces of property, but they're not pursuing anything to do with the piece that we share with PRC.
Okay, if we'll make that clear to PRC, that this is a matter of courtesy. Sure. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We stand adjourned. Thank you.